The Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. All of the bank you need. I want to say a special good afternoon to my guest, who's absolutely so nervous. I promised her I'm going to tease her all about it before we go on. Kirsten, good afternoon and welcome to Youth Unplugged. Thank you so much for agreeing to
That's a lot less awkward, Ron. Thank you so much. What's up, bro? What's up?
So less awkward. You know, it was a good icebreaker, though, so now you feel a little bit more relaxed. Now, Kirsten, you know, the most cliche question anyone can ask. So tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Insert confused emoji, because that question is just always like, what do I say? Okay, let's go with cliche answers then. Born and raised in the small fishing village of Ansari, that's where I call home, will always be. 34 years, mm-hmm. young. I know women don't like to say their age, but
it don't really
bother me. Accepting it with grace and all my gray hairs. But currently, career-wise, I am an English teacher. I teach English mostly to foreign people who's learning English as a second language. I do that online because of COVID, as you know, mm-hmm. hashtag pandemic.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Perfectly right, clear.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you for a second.
Yeah, no, perfect.
What else? Things that I love. At any day of the week, you'd probably catch me watching way too much anime. I love anime, anime freak to the bone.
Nice.
I recently got into painting as a hobby. It's like right here.
Shameless plug.
Yeah. I had to. What else? I love reading, traveling. Absolutely love visiting new cultures and learning about different people, different food, etc.
Now,
I think that's about it for me.
Now, let's talk about, you say you're loving different cultures. You spend quite an extensive time out of St. Lucia, coming from Ansari and moving to, like, I think it was Japan, am I correct?
Correct.
Yes. What? First of all, why? How? let's talk about that.
I don't even know how to. There's so many things. One, my love for anime, and you know, Japan being the home of anime was always an interesting country for me. I've always had my eye on it. It was always on my bucket list. My dad went there when I was very young, and he always spoke about Japan. So it was kind of always on the list of countries I wanted to visit. And I was at a point in my life a few years ago where the path that I chose, the career path that I always thought that I was, you know, this was going to be it for me, it just wasn't doing it for me anymore. And I was really frustrated and fed up. And I was like, you know what? I need a change of pace. I need a completely different culture. I need culture shock. I need to do something I like. So I decided, you know what? I've always been kind of interested in tutoring and teaching. Let me just see if I can just move all the way across the world and go to Japan and teach English. And that was it. I jumped and I never looked back,
now,
basically.
From Ansari to Japan.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Let's talk about the culture shock and some of the things that you experienced that didn't meet your expectation. Let's talk about that experience.
Something that didn't meet my expectation. I don't say there was something that didn't meet my expectations. Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, when I jumped and I moved across the world, I had zero expectations. I just know I wanted to do something different. And when I moved there, it was, boy, different was like
understatement. Yeah.
Understatement of the year. Just from their high level of efficiency in every single thing they do. And not just work-wise, but socially too. Like their parties, they would time their parties to the T. A party is from 7 to 10, and it starts at 7 and it ends at 10. Now, coming from a Lucian culture, you could see how that's...
usually at 9:30 and expect it to...
Right,
two.
Right. Exactly. When I reach there, it's pack up. They're packing up. Wow. I was like, oh, so y'all were serious about the whole time. Okay. Wow. Everything about Japan was amazing. The food was very different. to say the least. But I absolutely loved it. I'm going to be politically correct and diplomatic and just say that. Okay, I'm not going to say any more, but the food was different. Ron, thank you.
Yes.
But I absolutely loved it. The trains, the technology, their dedication to learning, even up into the years of 80 plus. I had students who were taking lessons with me who were 80. Like, nice. that was mind-blowing.
And for me, when I think of Japan, apart from anime, I think about cleanliness. I mean when you
think
these people, I just think about Japan as being absolutely clean. When you know that, you know, they take a special interest in privacy, even in the public toilets and how private it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing. Like, you watch these things on the internet and you're just super amazed. And like you were saying, the efficiency. But for you personally, apart from, you know, the time and the efficiency, what else stood out for you?
In a way, Japan is so technologically advanced and forward. And in a way also, they make sure to keep their traditions, right? So it's not just about evolving. It's about holding on to what makes them them. And that for me was really impressive. Like the making of tea, the making of green tea, like these ceremonies. They don't let go of that. And we're talking about ceremonies that take like an hour long. It's a whole shebang. They don't let go of these things. So that's what something that really stayed with me. And it kind of made me feel a little guilty about not holding on to our own culture, you know, the patwa and the quadril and the madras and, you know, stuff that's ours. It made me feel a little guilty about that, just seeing how they're so advanced in technology but still holding on to their roots.
It's really well. It's probably the perfect balance in the yin and yang kind of energy.
So you're speaking my language now. Now you're speaking my language.
You know, I'm a bit cultured, you know. There's a teapot. But let's also talk about the move and the move to teach English. What form of Japanese did you speak for you to be able to go to another culture and the communication barrier? So how do you, because like, I know everybody knows konnichiwa, and I think that's about
right.
And unless you're a big anime fan, you might pick up a little 1-2 something another.
Right.
But what? Why? How? Yeah. I guess you understand what I'm trying to say, right?
Yay. And this is basically what was on everybody's mind when I told them that I was moving to Japan. They're like, what? How do you, what? How? What? Wait, how? What? How? Why? How? So basically, my knowledge of Japanese was from anime. So I knew a couple phrases, but to say that I spoke the language, I did not. I certainly did not. I knew how to say hello, good morning, goodbye, please, and thank you. That was it. That was all. But, I'm just, and you know, if you know me well, I'm just one of those people who will be the first person to jump off the cliff. I'm telling you now, like I see an opportunity and I see a challenge and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna jump off the cliff and I'm gonna figure out how to fly after. That's just the kind of person that I am. So when I went over there, it was basically, learning by living.
Wow.
I used to take some lessons and stuff, but it was basically doing a lot of charades and actions and using my hands and just having a lot of fun with it that Japanese people appreciated. And that's kind of how I learned to speak Japanese.
And how long did you stay in Japan?
I stayed 2 years.
And how is your Japanese by at the end of the 2 years? Are you properly fluent enough to hold a full conversation? Or do you still use the art of fingering, you know, just yeah.
I did not come out right anyway.
Oh, yeah, I did not come out right. But you get what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. Yeah. Of course, I'm not fluent. I mean, we've been speaking English our whole lives, and some of us still be making the bullets.
Yep, yep.
So, no, I'm not fluent, but I can hold my own in a conversation if I go shopping and that kind of stuff with the use of the fingering, with the use of the fingers. Yes. I still use the actions. I still use the actions. But I can get around. I can get around much better than when I just went.
And well, apart from, you know, always knowing that you wanted to probably visit Japan as part of your bucket list. What other career path did you even probably consider, maybe even at secondary school?
From secondary school, I always knew that I wanted to go into business. I always saw myself in management, you know, kind of bossing people around, kind of my thing.
Yeah, you're trying to type him.
Yeah. That was always the path that I saw. I didn't see any other paths. I didn't see myself as an artistic person or a singer or a dancer or performer of any sort. I always knew I wanted to go into business. So that was it. I was laser focused on doing that. I went and I got all my degrees in business and business management and international business. And I figured, yeah, this is the path. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Psych.
I know, right? Psych. Because, yeah, like you said, you have degrees. How are you using your degrees, though?
To make my mother proud on her walls in her bedroom. That's all.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Wow. I'm kidding. In a way, I use them very, very slightly. But to say that I'm using them fully right now, especially.
Right.
No. I don't.
Now, perfect time for us to segue into
The
serious part of the interview. Now that you're relaxed. Now that you're relaxed and fully focused. Let's talk about your brand, your baby. I'm going to let you introduce it and tell people a little bit more about it. And we'll talk about how it started.
Okay. So basically, we're talking about my baby, which is Kirstversations. Now, to break it down,
yes,
my name is Kirsten, but most of my friends and everybody else calls me Kirst. And Versations comes from conversations. So take out the con and you get Kirstversations, which is basically the inspiration for my blog, is me going out there and having conversations with people. And not to say it's some kind of groundbreaking celebrity or politician or some, you know, huge celebrity or something like that. Just ordinary, regular, day-to-day people living their lives. And for me, what I really wanted to highlight with my blog was my young people from Ansari. As you know, I'm very much into youth work. If you've been around me, you would hear me say UFM a million times, which is Youth on Fire Movement.
Right.
It is basically a youth movement that I have with some people in Ansari. It's a youth group. We try to help young people develop on a holistic level, academic, performance, anything that they need socially. So I wanted to start having these conversations with these young people because they have so much to offer, but no one to tell it to. And they have a lot of stories to tell, but no one to listen.
Mm.
So that's how I kind of wanted to start this blog. And I started it while I was in Japan. And everybody was like, but how did you, like, I don't understand this whole ancillary to Japan thing, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, let me start documenting this journey. And maybe, you know, other young people could see, hey, like, that's totally possible for me. I didn't do something extraordinary. I didn't break the bank. I didn't, you know, have some crazy notion, but it's actually possible if you just kind of apply yourself. So that's how my whole blog came about.
Let's talk about, before we even go deep down into talking more about the blog, let's talk about the Youth on Fire Ministries. What drew you to being part of this organization? Because they're very active in drama and so much other stuff.
Yeah.
What drew you to doing that?
It was a friend of mine who is the coordinator of the group, Magnus.
Magnus!
Everybody know Magnus. Yeah, when I returned from the UK 2013, after doing another one of my degrees, that's collecting dust, but let's leave that alone for now. Hey, I'm being real.
And that's all I love.
He really pushed me into coming into the group and just giving off of whatever that I had to give for a lot of young people. And honestly, he asked me to do it, and it became such a blessing for me. It's like, you know, they say when you teach something, you learn twice.
Right.
I came into this group to try to help young people, and it helped with my own development and my own journey. And I would forever be grateful to him for that, honestly.
With everything like that, especially with how you just explained it, what has been some of the highlight of your entire, presence with the organization? Anything that stands out that made you think that, wow, I'm really happy that I was a part of this? Knowing you, it's probably a couple of them, but if there's any one particular one that stands out, what would it be?
Honestly, it's when I see a young person come into the group and they have a specific goal, and then we help them achieve the goal and they actually achieve it. And then that light goes off in their head like, whoa, I actually did this and this is possible, so I can do another goal. That has to be, that's everything for me. Honestly, plain and simple, that's it.
Wow, that's
everything.
That's amazing, really amazing. That's now, let's talk about the blog in question. Of course, at the end of the interview, if you want now, you can actually give people the handle so that they could go and follow. Like you said, you were just trying to show people your journey. And to me, it has developed more than that into something, it blossomed into its own, right? What direction do you personally want it to be? Or are you satisfied with it taking its own free form, so to say?
Right now, it's taking on its own free form. And I like it in that way because I am getting a lot of feedback from people as to that they're liking what they're seeing, but certain things that they also want to see. So I'm letting it flow for now. I actually like it to be that way. I'm the type of person, I like things very controlled. So I think in a way, don't laugh, you know how it is. So I think in a way the universe is trying to teach me, you know, be like water, like Bruce says, be like water, flow. So that's what I'm doing in the blog right now. Right now, the last couple posts have been about my own healing journey with losing my dad. And so many people have reached out to me that I didn't even know lost someone and said how they appreciated it, or they would like to talk further about it, or they want some insight into this. So I'm letting it be free and I'm letting it flow. Let's see what happens.
That's amazing. Okay, so here's what... A point I want to point out, right? Because traditionally...
A
couple of points. So many things in one. One would expect with somebody who has such prestigious degrees, the looks, that you would probably go into something more beauty-oriented or, you know, business-oriented. Why this? Why that?
Well, that was a deep one.
Yeah,
that was a deep one. We were going good and we were cruising, and then you just dropped me off the deep end. Wow, thank you. You know, and honestly, Ron, in this world where there's already everywhere you turn, there's an Instagram model, and I'm not bashing Instagram models. They are necessary in the universe. They are necessary in whatever aspect, but I just didn't want to be another one of those. You understand? And for me, I didn't want this blog to be so much about me.
Right.
Like I said, I wanted to have conversations, just highlighting just ordinary people doing the best that they can with whatever it is that they have. You understand? So I dabbled in modeling. I did, but I will be the first person to tell you, my pictures when you're not even seeing my face and I'm looking down or I'm looking sideways or I'm looking up. I don't even really like to be so much in the spotlight. Growing up, I was a very shy and reserved child. And in a way, I'm still that way. But I just didn't want the focus to be on me. I wanted the focus to be on just people. So people can see people being people and doing people-y things. That's amazing, I think. I think that's amazing. It's a simple thing. It's a simple thing for me.
It does make so much sense. I know we're doing a free-form kind of flowing, let the waters flow, go with the wind kind of vibe. But do you, in your own back of your mind, who has that little bit of a control aspect? What would you do or add to it right now that you would like to see?
Right now, I would like to add a podcast feature. Right. That's what I want to do with my blog right now. And maybe it's a little too soon to spill the beans, but I have been speaking with a number of people who are healing and grieving and going through loss, and they have indicated interest in actually giving their points of view and perspectives. So I'm lining up some conversations, podcast style.
Yeah.
Podcast style. That's what I really want to do next with this blog.
That's amazing. Now let's talk about you now, Kristen. So somebody tell me to tell you to buy bread.
That's not true.
I certainly.
No.
Somebody on the WhatsApp platform.
I swear to God, that must be my mother.
Somebody
Catch
said, Kristen, buy bread. Kristen,
no.
Go buy bread. Let's say go and buy bread. So make sure you go and buy bread on your
face. Wow. I'll deal with that case after. Don't worry. I'll find that person. I will find that person.
Let's talk about you. What are your plans, especially because I mean it's so amazing to hear somebody just follow their passion, and you know, rather than take the traditional aspect, I went to school, let me look for a job, just follow.
Right.
So what's next for you?
Why are you trying to make me spill all the beans bro?
Sorry, why?
Honestly, I would rather not say.
Okay.
Not in a secretive type of way. I'm just the type of person who believes that, you know, stay low-key and let your success make the noise.
Right
now, for me, personally, what I see next for me is helping people with healing from loss. Honestly, that's what I see for me. I want to get back into writing a little more. I love writing, and this blog helps me. One of my hashtag goals, as I told you before, is to actually write a book. So, you know, I'm just letting you see, you know, little this and that I have out there in the universe right now. And continuing the journey, maybe visiting another foreign country, living in another foreign country, getting some more culture shock. Let's go with that for now.
Yeah, culture shock. Ooh, wow. There's moving to maybe some country that you don't even speak the language again to.
Correct, maybe.
Yeah, you look like the type.
I take that as a compliment.
That's definitely a compliment. What I'm getting is along your own journey, dealing with your own loss of your father, you know, with everything that you go through, it seems like you have truly discovered yourself. Correct me if I'm wrong. And what have you discovered about yourself that you didn't know? Now, that is a real deep personal question.
Stop doing that. No, you're making me feel like things calm and then...
I can't help it, you know? We're having a conversation.
Yes, that's right back in my place.
Yes,
okay. what I discovered about myself, that I didn't know I was this strong.
Nice.
For sure. I didn't think I was this strong of a person. Losing my dad rocked my world entirely and completely. And I didn't know I was this strong. I didn't. Really discovering that what I thought my career path was for most of my life was not. That was very difficult to deal with as well. You know, when from secondary school, I always thought this was what I was going to do. To be able to be open to the realization of, no, you've been wrong for the past 10 plus years and you need to do something different. That was also very difficult. And I didn't know I had the strength to do that too. So just jump up and say, you know what? I quit. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to teach. That's it. So basically it's been strength, discovering inner strength for me, strength that I didn't know I had.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And, you know,
thank you.
Of course, the whole vibe behind this program is to encourage young people you know, to do better and or just be themselves. I say, if your parents spend money for y'all to go to school, don't go get a job.
Hey, don't say I tell your lads.
It is okay, and you're living proof that it is okay to change. And mm-hmm. As we just about winding down the interview, because we have like 5 more minutes left, if you wanted some people to take away something from this interview, what do you think it will be?
Oh, boy.
There I go again, just jumping.
There you go again. I would say jump. Jump. Jump off the cliff. Do it. Make the mistakes. Take the L's and convert it into lessons. Don't be afraid to change your mind. You know, a lot of times we feel like, you know, and, you know, I told you one of my North Stars is one of the things that I always try to keep in the forefront of my mind is the destination is the journey. We feel like when we get to point A, then we're going to be happy, or then life is going to make sense, or everything is going to, you know, be Gucci. But it's the journey. And of course, I'm not saying to not have goals and not go to school and all that jazz. I don't regret going to school or doing any of my degrees. I don't. But for me, it's more of a lesson all pun intended, I don't feel like you should just say, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And then you feel guilty when you change your mind. It's like, oh, no, but that means I'm going to waste that money or whatever. Jump off the cliff. You don't know what's going to be waiting for you. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. Yes, you're going to take L's. But it's the L's that's going to help you get the W, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The L's are helping you. You can't just get a W. Like, it's not possible. So now, take the L's. Jump off the cliff.
I just want to remind you that we have older folks listening. So you're saying take the L and the W. So they might not understand what you're trying to say there. So, Michael, you have to be a little, you know.
Apologies. So the L's are what people say that, you know, you lose. So you lose something, so that's an L. So you take that loss, quote unquote, and you turn it into a lesson. You learn from it, and then you do better. Then you get to the W, which is the win.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that it's a place. It's somewhere on the journey, and to always remember to be present with yourself on the journey. Enjoy the journey, the good, the bad, the high, the lows, the yins, the yangs. Just jump. Jump. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to learn. You're going to come back. You're going to jump again. You're going to fly. Your greatness is waiting. Don't be unhappy, people. Life is too short. Life
definitely.
Too short.
There was a quote that I thought I screenshotted. I was trying to, because I don't want to mess it up, that basically said that, you know, we're so focused on the little things that, you know, make us happy. So, like, we focus on, okay, if I get the new vehicle, I'll be happy. If I get the new, and what I'm hearing, that's literally what you're saying too, is like, that's not necessarily the case. Live in the moment and be happy, you know? And I think, again, it's just the way that we have been, our culture and how we've been brought up to value material things, to value your degree, to value these things. And it's at the expense of our own happiness. How many people are in a big job with lots of money, making $20,000 a month? How many of them are actually happy?
Happy. Correct. That's to me. That's it right there.
And even if, like, now that we're going through this whole pandemic, and imagine now you're not making that kind of liquid cash.
Mm-hmm.
You see how it affects, and if you had focused on your happiness, your own happiness, how life could be so different.
Anyway,
I get a little too deep there, you know.
Really did.
Tested, let me tell you. But I just really got a couple of messages. This is not normal, so to get so much feedback on our WhatsApp platform.
You don't make me blush there.
Yeah. So somebody says, Kirst is one brave woman, and this is coming from Trinidad. She will know. She will know who it is.
I know.
And again, this one says, love from the entire Hot Couture family.
Kirst, hey!
Is awesome. So your Hot Couture family is checking in. And again, the most important one, Kirsten, go and buy bread. Give people your handles and how they could get in contact with you, man.
All right, so my website, www.cursedversations.com, and it's the same on Facebook and it's the same on Instagram, Cursedversations.
Kirsten Maida, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Youth Unplugged. It was a pleasure. You see, it wasn't that bad.
Thank you so much for having me.
You didn't pretend like you were shy, like you want to talk to people. they're shaking how much and things.
Wow. I escalated quickly. Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure, and we wish you all the best. Looking forward to the following your journey on your Instagram and your socials. All the best. Youth Unplugged, right here on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.